In what way are qualities and defects also quote unquote viral? Are right perception, right speech, right thought, right action also viral?
Yeah, I would say so. I think the you know, what comes to mind, of course, is you know, 24 years ago, there was nothing here. There was no monastery, no monks, no community. Well, the community was a bit scattered in the Bay Area. There's a few people, but then Ajahn Amaro showed up. Then I showed up, and slowly it's gone viral. You know, there's been more and more monastics, more lay people. So it's, you know, it's the spread of a good idea. I mean, you think of the, 25 years ago, yeah, there was interest in Buddhism, there was interest in mindfulness, but those ideas are really spreading. What is good, what is wholesome, what is beneficial, is also something that spread, because it has a different effect on the human condition. It's something that we all long for. You know, we're hardwired to prefer to be happy than to be miserable. We're hardwired to be, to appreciate a certain peace rather than agitation. It's just something that we prefer. We prefer, like trust. In a human relationship, we want to draw close to people we feel we can trust, rather than people who are, we feel unsafe around. This is not a trustworthy being. One doesn't want to go. So it's quite natural as a human being. So that those qualities, and I think that's why it's important to making this process more conscious, making it something that we attend to a bit more closely, understanding how that works, understanding how it affects us, so that we can, because it's one of the banes of the human condition is that we know what's right or what's true. So, but just one more thing. I just got to do this, and we get distracted. So that being able to look after that caring for a sense of focus and attention, awareness, so that we can maintain our commitment to cultivation, to development. Then it's something that is a benefit to ourselves. It's a benefit to others. It affects others.